TV, radio, print, and social media are all abuzz over a professional wrestler who's using his left-leaning political beliefs to rile up fans in a predominantly red part of the country. For a different kind of Kentucky adventure, 91.3 WUKY's Samantha Letterman goes one-on-one with the progressive liberal.
This is what wrestling sounds like in the Trump era. And this is its newest and most famous face, but really the heel. Dan Richards, a.k.a. the Progressive Liberal.
Excuse me for a second. Is that any way to treat Kentucky's new most favorite son?
Richards hails from Richmond, Virginia, and has been a lifelong wrestling fan. He got his first professional booking back in 2003, but things exploded for him only recently once he realised how effective he could be purely by expressing his political views in rural parts of eastern Kentucky.
I don't understand why all you right-wing morons continue to vote Republican when Democratic policy would best serve you.
Right place, right time. He's getting this attention because he's genuine. What he says, what he feels, that's what he believes. And it comes through. People know that, you know, just by listening to him.
Bo James is a fellow wrestler and Richard's mentor.
Only job I've had since I was 14 years old.
Now he can add agent to his job description.
I come from a small town in the mountains of 800 people. And last week I found myself on the phone negotiating exclusive rights with cable company, broadcast company, international. We're the first two to tell you this is insane. This is craziness. We're just two guys that do what we love, and it's caught somebody's attention, and now it's caught the nation's and the world's attention.
Richards, the progressive liberal, will agree that he's speaking from his heart about the politics and just doing what he loves.
I think when you love something or someone, it's like you don't have a bunch of line items as to why you love it. You know, it's just a feeling that's created within you. And so, you know, we try to create a feeling for those fans. They enjoy it, you know, and they might have their reasons or everything, but that's what we're here to do at the end of the day, is make put on a good show.
And that means riling up fans in mostly red states with his liberal agenda, which is also his signature takedown move.
I know, I think they totally reject my message, you know, but I'm going to keep on with it, you know, because I don't not believe it. I'm going into the Lions Den, I realize that, so I think I more help liberals in the fact that I do think liberals and as a whole have been too passive. And so, you know, a lot of the feedback I've gotten nationally and you know, internationally in some instances has been for the fact that I am bold and I do, you know, stand firm and not afraid to say what I think to people who are in all likelihood are not going to agree with me.
Surely Richards must have political aspirations.
No, I'm not going to run for office. I feel like, especially now, it's like I can affect things in a big way just through you know, the following I've gotten now. You know, I loved Hillary. I voted for Hillary, and I think the country would be a lot better off if she was president. But at the same time, you know, we need a fresh face, and you know, the Republicans got one. It just happened to be a 70-year-old man who's insane.
But just because he's not running doesn't mean he won't share his opinions.
Well, I think we need to take a page out of the Republican playbook, and we being Democrats, liberals, and not stooping to their level and certainly not going to their level of crazy. They own that. But being unapologetic about our views, but also having a clear message. Like, I mean, you know what Republicans stand for, I feel like I do, and because their message is quite clear. But I feel like if other people understood that, maybe, you know, the Republicans do this thing where they, you know, act like they are the party of God and all that stuff. So people look at them as having the moral high ground. They're no more Christian than anyone on the left. You know, the hypocrisy that exists within that party and the base is just, to me, anything but Christian.
Nathan Little is the announcer, commentator, and TV producer for Appalachian Mountain Wrestling. He'll concede there are advantages to the exposure that Richard's sudden fame brings.
The biggest thing about what this has done is it's given, you know, Daniel says that it gives him a platform to talk and get his issues out there, but it also gives us an opportunity to show what wrestling means here to the Appalachian, in the Appalachian Mountain area.
And wrestling enjoys a long and happy tradition in these parts. The crowd of roughly 100 spans all ages. Kids and grandparents equally fervent, having to be constantly reminded by security to step back from the ropes, jumping up and down, shaking their fists, screaming insults or encouragement.
It gives the family something to do around here, and there's not a lot going on around here. There's not a lot to do on a weekend or anything, so it's an opportunity to do something with the family, get out, have fun, cheer on some good guys, boo some bad guys.
Bo James couldn't have said it better himself.
I've been shot at 3 times. I've been in 8 riots. I've had cups of urine thrown on me. I've had fans come at me with knives. Right here in this festival, 2 years ago, the police had to take me and my wife out of here because people were throwing rocks at us from every direction. I love it. That's the attention I want. That's the attention I go after.
And who said wrestling wasn't real?
It's very real. It's more real than anyone thinks. You know, what I say is really how I feel. I'm not being a character. And then on top of that, you know, you can't fake hitting a mat. You weren't put on earth to smack your body against the mat like we do.
It's not unusual for Richards and his colleagues to wrestle 3 or more times a week, and Richards drove upwards of 500 miles to be at this event today. I ask him who he'd like to fight next if he could choose.
I'd love to work with anyone, you know, in the WWE. Then there's Sam Adonis, who's the Donald Trump flag-toting Republican who wrestles predominantly in Mexico, and he's going to be doing some stuff in Japan. I'd like to have a match with him. I think that'd be big, and the time has never been more right.
Right now does indeed seem to be Richard's time, and he's enjoying every minute. James maintains all this attention hasn't changed Richard's at all.
No, he's still loudmouth arrogant as always, so.
Although just once the progressive liberal allows a moment of vulnerability, perhaps the tiniest admission of weakness.
I usually always get butterflies before I come out. You know, I think that's a byproduct of caring and, you know, when to perform well.
I am, because of my liberal views, the most famous wrestler, not only in the country, but in the entire world.
And it's endearing and as charming as he is in person. You can find the Appalachian Mountain Wrestling schedule via their Facebook page and the Progressive Liberal pretty much everywhere. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.